Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hi guys, welcome to another Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, back in my studio by the sea after a very busy week. Listen, thank you to everybody that came down to see me, Chris Kreider and Kieran McCauley in Bristol last weekend. We had a blast. It was really good. So this week's Sunsets is a little bit different than the normal show. So we're going to do a playback of the brand new album, Trampolines. It's hard to believe that it's new album time again, guys. I have been rather mental with my output of late. We've done approximately 4 albums in the space of just over a year, which is completely nuts. Never do that. We did Nevertheless, which was an artist album. Then we did The Greatest Misses. We did the symphonic Far From the Maddening Crowd. And now we're dropping Trampolines. So quite a year. So what's new about this one then? Well, absolutely nothing, really. It's me being me, which I hope is a good thing. You know, it's a collection of tunes which are intended to have a kind of level of emotional engagement. So what do I mean by that stupid statement? It means that I believe we're existing in the stupidest time for many things in the world right now, and music being one of them. I mean, I'll be nice, I won't name names, but we're seeing an unprecedented level of poor quality, cheap, disposable music being constructed. The actual dumbing down of melodies and chord progressions has actually been scientifically proven recently, and I'm happy to report that this is not a stupid album written for stupid people, right? And of course, if you're a member of the Sunsets family, you already know the score, understand what good music really is, and I hope you're going to enjoy this. So listen, I'm going to dip in and out of the tracks and tell you a little bit about them as we play them. I'm going to start off with track numero uno, which is called Prologue. Now the album is bookended with a track called Prologue and a track called Epilogue, which you've already heard me play on the show. It's kind of a reference to a very old-fashioned approach to books and films, which is kind of talks about the beginning of the film and it kind of talks about the end of the film. And Prologue and Epilogue are based on the same melody and same vocals. And I shall stop talking and let you listen.
Find them for me.
So that was, of course, The Sleepless Year, rightly named for having done four albums in the space of a year. A kind of cousin of Offshore, because of how that sounds, that record. That's actually one of my faves on the album. I really like how that sounds. I think it's very, very me. So we're going to go straight into Free Fall, the DC remix, which has been a staple in my club shows this year, guys.
I'm not afraid to
Okay, you've never heard that before. That track is called Polystyrene. That is a world exclusive on the Trampoline soundtrack, guys. Some of the tunes on this album are kind of retrospective, as ever, and some are looking forward. I think that one was more looking forward. But I hope you appreciate the time effort that goes into all this. And as you kind of know, and I've talked about before, the financial remuneration is way off for the time taken to produce these albums. And they've kind of become a vanity project in a weird way. And so how does that leave me feeling about it all? I'm not too sure, if I'm honest. This album is album number 10. It might very, very possibly be the last one I do. I mean, it's a nice round number. Quentin Tarantino said he was ever going to make 10 movies. Let's see. Let's see what happens with the world. Let's see what happens to the business. But yes, but listen, moving on, we'll career into a track which is very retro. It features great chunks of my first ever record right here, right now. This is Day One, and I hope you enjoy it, guys.
The sun will come again. chase away the pain, and I'll be waiting for you. The sun will come again, our hearts won't be forgotten, and I'll be waiting for you. But when shadows start to disappear and nothing seems as clear, it fills my heart with sorrow. It fills my heart with sorrow. When I can't tell, there's something in that air. I feel it everywhere. It fills my heart with sorrow.
I'm Nick Chicane and you're listening to Sunsets, and this is a very special show this week, people. This is the playthrough of my brand new album, Trampolines. And you just heard The Sun Will Come Again. That's another very, very me record. I really like that one. I really hope you like it. You know, when I listen to records like that, it's not really a club record. It's more of a club listening record. I hope that makes, it's like a living room club record. Does that make any sense? Moving on. Now this is, I think this is the first track we played off the album. This is Watching Over Me, and I believe there's some singing on here by me. Was of course Watching Over Me, guys. And what have we got in music news this week? On the subject of albums, the Swedish house mafia Steve Angelos revealed that the group had decided to scrap their second studio album. During a recent interview with Billboard, he was asked if the trio would release a follow-up to 2022's Paradise Again, and Angelo laughed and explained that we had an album and we scrapped it and we put out singles. We're still working on music, and when we feel like we have something good enough, we will put it out. But as a creator, if you're not feeling something, it's not going to see daylight. And fair play, really. It's good to see artists exercising some quality control. I mean, it's quite funny that, because sometimes I get asked questions about a track and blah, blah, blah. And what you never hear of any artist, you never hear the rejects. The closest you got to hear the rejects was when we did the Greatest Misses album, but you never hear all the tracks that go up to create, say, Assault Water. There was a load of slightly crap versions of those that you don't get to hear. Maybe I should do an album called The Crap Versions or something. In more news, last week we saw the nominations for the 2025 Grammy Awards with four dance categories up for grabs. Both Justice and Fall Tet received two nominations each. Other names on the list for the Best Dance Electronic Recording and Best Dance Electronic Album include Charlie XCX, Disclosure Z, Kay Trinata, and Fred Again. As you can see, I'm not nominated once again. I'm not going to comment on that. Obviously, Charlie XCX is a far better dance producer than me. I'm not at all resentful about that. And finally, if you are struggling to think of a Christmas present idea for the kids, you can get them started young with a brand new DJ setup from Smiths. This is the sort of thing that parents just wish they never did. The iDance XD301 is a dual player setup with LED sound pads and a 50-watt speaker, effects, and offering endless mixing possibilities. I would strongly advise encouraging your children to become DJs. We can talk about that later. DM me. Right, we are now going to go into the title track of said album, Trampolines. Funnily enough, I was doing an interview yesterday in London. For some unknown reason that I cannot explain, I've taken to calling this album Tangerines, and I did it several times in the interview, at which point I could see the presenter looking at me strangely, and I went, shall I call it what it's really meant to be called? I think we'll secretly call this Tangerines. Yes. Trampoline is up next.
Chicane presents Sunset.
Sunset.
Chicane. Find out more and join the Sunset Nation
at chicanemusic.com/sunset.
So that was the original version of Free Fall, the breaks mix, where it all started. And we're going to move in quickly. I'll try and keep the chat to a minimum, guys, so you can listen to the tracks. This next tune's called the Yeah 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 song. And if you need to ask me why, there's a problem.
This is
was, of course, the epic Love, 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 and that has been massive for me this summer, guys. We had lots of play all across the radio stations. Radio 2 were playing it quite a lot. It's the track on the album, you know, I always cover something. I always like to cover a track on each album, and I was really fortunate that Sister Bliss and Rollo gave my permission to overhaul that. I love that track. It's part of my history. Guys, if you'd like to listen again, you can do that from the Sunsets pages of Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast from. You can find the show on YouTube, Mixcloud, where you can listen to all the previous episodes. Come and say hello at Nick Chicane on X, TikTok and Instagram, at Chicane Music on Facebook. And of course, let me know what you think. Please go and stream and buy the album and download it if you enjoyed it. It's taken an awful lot of effort to get it to you. We've already talked about that. That's pretty much all we've got time for, apart from the last track of the album for this week. It's probably my favourite track of the whole project. It's called Epilogue. You've heard it before. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this week's show. I shall see you next week. Take care.
Distorted production.
This is distorted.com.